with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Economist Stephen Moore says President Trump has come up with an innovative plan to bolster investment in U.S. car manufacturing.
He wants to lower the tax rate to 15% if things are made in America. And I love that idea. I think that'll bring a lot of jobs back to Cleveland, to Toledo, to, you know, Bakersfield, California, and Illinois. So I think that's a great idea.
And Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, the Trump administration now has until Monday to speed up nearly $2 billion in foreign aid payments. White House correspondent Greg Cloxton has more.
The money is owed to partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department for work already done before the funds were frozen. A federal judge ruled in favor of nonprofit groups and businesses that sued over the funding freeze, which has forced organizations around the world to slash services and lay off thousands of workers. The Trump administration has argued that presidents have wide authority to override congressional decisions on spending when it comes to foreign policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Congressman John Campbell says Democrats did themselves a disservice when they refused to applaud any part of President Trump's address on Tuesday night.
This is a new low, certainly in my lifetime and certainly in my experience, where you had nobody where they didn't stand up for that sort of thing. And as I say, it's not just human decency. It's they're ignoring self-preservation. Either that or they actually think it's popular to do this.
And Campbell was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Nikola Jokic made NBA history last night with the NBA's first ever 30-20-20 triple-double. It happened in the Denver Nuggets' 149-141 overtime victory over the Phoenix Suns. Jokic had 31 points, 21 rebounds, and a career-high 22 assists. This is SRN News. American taxpayers are no longer paying to push transgenderism in foreign countries.
When President Trump shut down USAID, it killed funding for a lot of LGBT programs around the world. In India, three clinics dedicated to helping people live as the opposite sex have shut their doors. This country is also no longer funding so-called gender identity seminars in Scotland and has canceled a check for $600,000 to a British LGBT pressure group. Critics of USAID point out that the UK is wealthy enough to pay for its own organizations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law just a day after the Republican-controlled legislature approved that measure. The new legislation removes gender identity as a protected class from Iowa's civil rights code. This is SRN News. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says President Trump's new national security team has the task of moving away from a Cold War paradigm toward the modern reality of a major threat from China.
They're going to both strengthen it, but they're also going to change it to adapt it for this competition in the 21st century. And I say more power to them. And the good news about that is I think they're going to have a lot of bipartisan support in the Congress on it.
Former Senator Talent says President Trump can be expected to bring major changes as he moves the nation's defense strategy in line with the emerging threat from China.
You can call it a Cold War, a competition, or a gray zone conflict with China, whatever you want. The truth of the matter is that the old national security architecture was developed for the Cold War, and a lot of it is still fit for purpose, but a lot of it isn't.
That is former U.S. Senator and security expert Jim Talent. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. More on these stories at srnnews.com.